Welcome back to HealthLink on Air. Linda Cohen along with my producer, Steve Marks. Hey, Steve.
Hi, Linda.
And our resident researcher and psychologist, Dr. Rich O'Neill, fresh from Upstate's Institute for Decision Excellence and Leadership.
Good
Good morning,
Rich.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, this week, just as we've been doing in recent weeks, we are going to be answering one of your questions. At least Rich will. Steve and I will weigh in a little bit. So I'm going to read it first, and then we'll all take a stab at it, okay? All right. So it goes like this. At my office, I feel like I'm surrounded by party poopers. When I suggest potluck picnics for lunch, no one wants to participate. No one likes the idea of catching a baseball game together as a group. And at Halloween, I'm the only one to celebrate by wearing a witch's hat to work. My coworkers are older than me by 10 to 20 to even 30 years, but I don't see why they are such deadbeats. Why are they so opposed to camaraderie?
Well, this is a good one about team building, because what we're talking about here is somebody who's relatively new to the team. People have been there for 10, 20, 30 years more than this person. And the psychological principle behind this is that human beings don't like differences that are too different. We don't like things that are different than the way we typically see things. And groups automatically keep differences out, so they keep new members out.
Yeah.
We have an expression that groups treat new members like a pirate boarding a ship.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, ahoy, get away from here, right? So,
well, it's very similar to even being a freshman in high school or a freshman in college. It's kind of like you're the newbie.
Right.
And, you know, you've got, you know, cooties or something.
Exactly right. You have the newbie cooties,
right?
You're different. We got to find out what you really like.
Right.
So, what happens when you're left out, because you really want to be connected to people, and it's frustrating and difficult for that. Well, one of the things that this person is doing is what we often do. When we feel left out, we get frustrated, and we start to blame the other people. We, like this person is calling them party poopers, putting them down, and deadbeats.
Right.
So she or he, I can't remember, is putting them down, right? And also sort of mind reading. I can't remember what she said there, but something about they're dead. Well, the mind read is she's attributing motives to them. They're deadbeats. They're party poops. They don't want to have
fun. They're against camaraderie.
Against camaraderie. Thank you, Steve. Now, that's a mind read. That's how I decide in my head this other person is their motivation for acting the way they're acting. That may not be true at all, but that's one of the things we do when we get frustrated. So, now the question is, what is actually happening in this group? And how, if you're a new member of a group or a team, how can you find out?
Well, how do you break through is the bigger question.
One thing you can do is you can simply ask. You can say, well, yeah, I'm thinking people here really don't like, or you don't like, to party. Is that true? You know, you don't like to do this or that. And you can find out what's really going
on. Sure.
You know, the other thing that's happening here is this person is not really empathizing with the other people.
Right.
Right? She says they're 10, 20, 30 years different.
Right.
She's not really imagining what is different about their lives. Right? She's probably considerably younger. She doesn't say anything about kids or family.
Right.
Well, she has to be if it's 10, 20, 30 years different.
Well, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And my guess is, you see, the folks who've been on the job for quite a while, they are probably in very different life circumstances.
Right.
That we call
That's
it.
What I thought, too, as
yeah,
I what, saw it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, my thought was, you know.
Been there, done that?
Well, but also, you know, she might be saying, hey, let's go out after work. And they might be saying, look, I'm going to pick up the one kid at school and I'm going to take the other one to Little League and, you know, I don't think my wife's going to be real happy or my husband's going to be real happy if I'm going out after work and, they're doing
around.
All the other, they're doing all the, so, and so I just, the first thing that occurred to me is how do you know your coworkers aren't doing things that they want to do, that they need to do or whatever, and you're assuming they just don't want to do something with you.
They don't like me.
Right.
And it's actually because of a totally different life circumstance,
right.
Which you can't find out unless you ask.
Exactly.
Now back to Linda's question, which is the very interesting one. So if you can set aside I'm the problem. They don't like me. They're the problem. Yeah. They're the party poopers. So you can set aside. You can ask yourself, well, how can I find some way to connect? And we connect around what's similar. So if this person, instead of saying they're party poopers, said, well, what is it that these folks like to do? Maybe during work.
Right.
What is it that they, you know, the idea of when in Rome, do as the Romans do, right? How can I find some way to connect, some way that I'm similar, that we can have fun? What do they like to do? What do they do on their breaks? What do they do at lunch? What can I do to not be so different? If I'm this person and nobody in the office wears witches' hats to work on Halloween, I wouldn't suggest being that different. That's going to make you more different than you already are. Instead, look, how do they celebrate? And then do something like that. It's got to be authentic. It has to be some way you actually feel like you can connect with the person, right? So look for people who celebrate in some way and then celebrate with them.
Yeah, but the big issue, as you said, is if there's already a precondition or a preconceived notion that that's the newbie, we want to keep them out, then they're fighting. It's like swimming upstream.
Yeah, you have to be patient.
Yeah, and I think your point, I get your point about, you know, Linda, you're the new person, but don't try to change the culture with a you know, let's face it, if you're working with a bunch of older men, they're not going to put witches' hats on and come all dressed up to work. It's just not, to expect that is not being realistic.
Yeah,
so I think that's a really good point. You know, try and find that common ground with them.
Common ground.
Yeah. Try to find the common ground and then act in a way that's similar to those folks and authentically. Find a way to enjoy being with them who they are and do that.
I think that's great. Well, remember, folks, if you've got a question for Dr. Rich, just write to him at hloa@upstate.edu, and we'll try to put yours on the air next time.